This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Ruskin and Sack continues. A couple of things here that are bugging me. Number one, on a recent program, we discussed those coupons you used to get in the mail.
Yes.
Because DQ couldn't.
Foul packs.
Yeah, foul pack. Yeah, that's right. What they're called. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Because DQ can't get into the mail. Because there's got the wrong key.
Well,
or allegedly or something like that. I don't know what it was.
But. A mailman has texted and said if your mailbox gets too full, they will lock you out of it.
Beautiful. So that's what you're wanting though, right?
That's
the dream scenario.
That's what you're aiming for. So.
Right. But those were the foul, and they're still around, by the way, foul pack for all your couponing needs. So, and I signed you up for them, so you're welcome. No, I didn't. But they're still around. Another couple of things that are bugging me. I am so tired. Okay.
Yes.
So they. I'm trying to figure out where I want to go first. I've got like four things that are really irritating me right now. Let me go with this one. We'll keep it. We'll start local and go global. Okay.
Okay.
All right, we'll start local. People actually believed that Calipari was going to have like 8 scholarship players and walk-ons. That's what people thought he was going to do.
What he said.
Well, but we all knew what he meant, right?
Mm-hmm.
He was just going to have some people that would be walk-ons take those other. He wasn't going to. They weren't going to have 8. My team's on the court. He wasn't going to Norman Dale this. But people believed it. So at the SEC meetings, he clarified it. And people were like, oh, this is what he meant. Yes, of course this is what he meant. Did you actually believe they were going to let him have just 8 guys on scholarship and just, you know, save some money? No, of course not. The fact that this had to be explained troubles me because I knew what he meant. I think you knew what he meant when he talked about this. Yeah. But a lot of people didn't know what he meant. And I'm troubled by this.
Well, there's nuance in it. I think what he was talking about was going and getting 8 players that they're basically going to buy.
Right.
And then the rest of the roster will be filled out with developmental guys, long-term projects.
Right.
I don't think there was
might be walk-ons in another era, but in this era, they were going to get put on scholarship and see if they could make their way to earn more time and then more, earn more NIL money as a star.
It's a team of Bay Falls. You've got your DJ Wagners, and you're bringing in four Bay Falls that you hope two of them might develop into players. That's what you're hoping for.
Right, but the fact that he had to go and explain this, because, you know, the people, I guess the people in the press didn't understand what he meant. I don't know. I understood what he meant. And I'm not very bright, as we have many, many indicators that that will back that up. But they had to explain this, and I'm just like, I really thought he was just going to, it's going to be Norman Dale. It's, you know. He's got the sheriff like yelling down over the bench at him, like in Hoosiers, you know, that when they were, you know, when they wouldn't shoot the ball, like not, no.
I do know he's out there. He's recruiting, and he is recruiting high school kids. I think he's got the basis for his team. Maybe you land one or two. I know John L. Davis has pulled back. Everybody's pulling their name back from the NBA draft. That's going to stay in school and all of that kind of stuff. But he's going to round out that roster with younger guys, project guys, and he's going to focus on eight or nine guys. Right. And that's going to be the basis of your team. And you right. hope one of those fringe guys sticks and plays.
Right. Right. You know, and along these same lines, if you are a message board poster, stop predicting when these players are going to make their announcement one way or the other. This has been going on for weeks, and it's so... tomorrow's a big day. Big day tomorrow. A lot of news tomorrow.
Well, maybe it is a big day for them. Maybe they're having a doctor's exam.
But they're implying that... And they have been wrong more than they've been right.
Of course.
These so-called... They're just trying to get a bunch of traction and get some run on, on the message board or on social media or whatever.
12 they times they're wrong. They don't only know the anything. Right.
They don't know anything. And I don't understand why you have to get everybody so worked up. I mean, people are worked up enough as it is. So why you have to say, tomorrow we're going to find out about this guy. And then, of course, weeks go by and we never find out about that guy. And then it's like, oh, yeah, now we did. Like, why do we have to do it this way?
Because that is how message boards and the social medias work.
Because, I mean, I'll give you the latest example. Everybody was all, Monday, we're going to hear about Jackson Robinson. We're going to hear about him. We're going to hear about him. He's going to Kentucky. He's going to play for Mark Pope, who was his coach at BYU. Like, this was not hard to figure out. But they missed it again. I don't know. Don't tell me when something's going to happen. Just tell me what has happened, okay? If someone makes an announcement,
everybody's got a source. Everybody wants to be first. They don't care how many times they're wrong. It's the one time they're right them credibility.
And then the one time they're right, they're going to go on another show and tell everybody how right they were about thing they were right about.
That's
and
exactly
take a
right.
victory lap. That's irritating. All right, here's another thing. I'll just keep these coming. You can on the McClarty and Hotline chime in whenever you feel like it. 866-285-4005. There's another article that made me mad.
All right.
Today on CBS. Could the NBA's new rules be affecting all of these injuries in the playoffs? I'm so tired of hearing about how tired NBA players are. Okay, let me explain something to you, okay? You're not doing any manual labor at all. You're No. flying first class everywhere in a charter. You're playing a game. With the best training, the best medical, all of it is the elite of the elite. And you're making a assload of money. So, you know, if the league, because, you know, the league put in these new rules, you have to have a minimum number of games to qualify for, postseason awards and stuff like that. And some of these guys, I guess, have bonuses tied to that. I don't know how that works. But every day, I mean, Brian Windhorst leads the league in talking about how much rest guys need. Maybe Brian Windhorst needs rest. Maybe these guys don't because they're in their 20s and they're in the best physical shape of their lives or of any of our lives. All we hear about in that sport is how tired everybody is. And I'm just like, God, stop it already.
Yes.
Come on.
I get it. He's the NBA, the I don't want to say the work ethic. The players are different now than they were 25, 30 years ago. The idea of play, I mean, how many guys play 82 now? Virtually none.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here looking at Michael Jordan's stats. I'm the guy that we measure everybody, all the greats against. You know how many times he didn't? You know how many times he played under 80 games? Take a stab. The guy played for, what did he play for? 15 seasons. Under 80 games. One, two, three, four times. And he was injured in three of those four.
Yeah.
That's under 80. That means he missed two or less for the majority of his career, plus the playoffs. And there were seasons where they won six. They went all the way to the finals. The game's different now. The players are in the mindset that they need rest. They need this. I'm not a doctor. I don't think it's...
How about this?
It's bad product management when your best players are not showing up. You spend $150 to go over to OKC, sit in the upper tank to go see LeBron play, and he doesn't show up.
For rest, how about not stay out every game night till 5 a.m. at the club? How about that? How about you go to bed after the game? Have a glass of milk, go to bed. How about that? Maybe that'll help some rest. You know, sleep is very important. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. But, I mean, you know, in the theater, like, the main people, if there's eight shows, they work like six or seven of them.
Mm-hmm.
This would be the equivalent of the main people in the theater working like three nights a week, which is never, that doesn't, how that works. But 65 games is what they're asking. That's not... It's not a great ask. I get so tired of this.
The NBA has done, they've eliminated a lot of the back-to-backs. There are teams that will, I mean, there are points in the season where you'll play two teams, you'll play a back-to-back, in 3 days you'll play two games against the same team to limit travel. They've done everything to accommodate them, and now they're having to put rules in, you know, if you want to qualify for this award or that award.
Like all of Gen Z, they want what we've all wanted, but you know, those of us that are older have learned this isn't how the world works. People in their 20s have not learned yet that you can't get paid and not work. That's not how anything works.
Ricky and Greenwood said the 10 guys in the NBA this year played in 82 games. Yeah. Ricky, do me a favor if you wouldn't mind. Find out how, pick a year. Pick a year between 80 and 95. Pick a year, random year.
1992.
Ricky, if you wouldn't mind, find out how many guys played 82 games in 1992.
All right.
I'm just curious.
But that's what this is. This is not, you know, people, whenever we go down this road, people are like, I'm not talking about, we hate talking about the NBA. Well, we're not talking about the NBA. We're talking about society. And society, all the 20-year-olds want to not work and get paid. And those of us that are not 20 have learned long ago, it's not how it works, pal. All right. If you want to get paid, you got to show up for your job. Unless you want to win a lottery or something, and then, you know,
well,
maybe
also,
not so much.
Also, times have changed. Money in the NBA is now guaranteed. Contracts are fully guaranteed. Yeah. Guys don't feel that need to play 82. It's about focusing on the playoffs and the 16 games in the playoffs. It's the regular season 30 years ago was seen as...
Trey Rollins never had load management, Mikey.
But they never... the regular season was viewed as important. Now it's just for seeding. It, you know, being the one, being the eight, yeah, it doesn't matter. It's all for seeding.
The only reason to watch is the postseason. I mean, that's the other. That's another thing
it's
that's
also,
been ushered in by the Adam Silver administration.
You picked 1992. It's a different game back then. I mean, you would go down the lane, and one of the Pistons, whether it was, what's his name, Lambeer or Buddha, would take your head off.
That's
Scott
right.
Hastings would be standing down there. Plant you. Joe Klein would hit you.
Yeah.
They don't do that anymore. It's a very, very different game.
Yeah, that's true. All right, I don't know. It's just a culmination of things. Like, you know how you see things over and over again, and then finally you see it, and you're like, all right, that's enough. I'm so tired of this. It's overkill. And all I hear about is rest. They need rest. These guys need rest. Okay, well, I don't know. Figure it out.
Okay. All right, there you go. There it is. Boom.
Figure it out. Ruskin says figure it out. Yes, that's right.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is your number one source for all summer sports, from Major League Baseball, golf, to the NBA and NHL playoff stats. They've got all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams.
Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwoodone.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Razorback Baseball dropped some news today. Brady Tigert out this weekend. Did he get specific on that? I didn't read the whole thing.
Hold on. Okay. Let me find the tweet.
I'll finish this up. We'll circle back. Louisiana Tech, Kansas State, SEMO all in town. Arkansas is scheduled to play at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We're on the air at 1:30 with the Dugout Show. Weather is going to be an issue. You can hear that game plus all the others on hitthatline.com, the Hit That Line Now app, or ESPN Arkansas stations.
Dave said he won't be on the 27-man roster. It's his shoulder. They're going to have to do some testing.
Okay.
That's what Dave said.
Okay.
And let me tell you something. If Dave gives an injury update in the playoffs, it's pretty bad. Because usually, you know, it's all, not incognito.
Cloak and dagger.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's all clandestine and all that stuff. So that's not great. When you're already thin on starting
definitely
pitching.
Definitely not the news you want to hear.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's right.
DQ?
Let's talk about grilled cheese.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. Okay, your Ruskin and Zach X Pulse. When doing something competitive on a first date, do you let your date win? 87% said no.
Mm-hmm. When's the last time I scored?
Oh, boy.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of talk about alpha males in the replies, so.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know.
Manly men.
That's typical.
Men with muscles on their eyelids. Manly okay. Men, you know.
Do you use the same laundry basket for clean and dirty clothes?
What kind of a hell are we living in? No.
This one.
61% said yes. Ugh. I never even thought that might be gross.
Until
yesterday when right. Abner submitted a poll question.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Will you give me the mouse?
Oh, sorry. My bad. Sorry. I got
Thank
carried
you.
Away.
Do you think CDs will make a resurgence? 62% say no, CDs are dead. 17% say that cassettes will be the next thing that's popular.
If we go
again.
Back to cassettes, something has happened.
I have a recently released album on a cassette tape.
Would it be a Taylor Swift?
No.
Really? What?
It's a band I like.
Does this band have a name?
Can we bring back Columbia House?
That'd be great.
Get all that stuff for a penny?
Man, you go through that whole thing, get you some Billy Joel, some Billy Idol. Yeah. It's
Columbia
House. Who's the band?
It's just a band, but they were selling... I have it because they were selling it in a vinyl, a CD, and a cassette tape.
Are you ashamed of this band?
No.
Then who is it?
Well, I just don't... Anyway.
Do they like to be secretive about this?
You've done pop-up shows? You've done it again.
You can't be evasive.
They don't do... No. Okay. Our next and last question.
Are they trying to make money?
He's never going to let this go.
You just got to tell me.
It's just a band that I like.
Yes, you've said that. Go on, next question.
Okay.
I'll be here when you're done.
Do you answer the door when you know it's a door-to-door salesperson knocking?
No.
80% say no. I wanna know why the 20% do answer
the door. To torment the person that's working, probably. like Zach does.
Again,
that's probably what it is.
No. I'm not tormenting the person that's working. You have invaded my space. I open the door. I say, do you know how to get blood out of carpet? They leave. I shut the door.
You were no help. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this stuff you're selling going to help me get blood out of carpet?
And it also helps if you like run to the door and you're out of breath. Hey, man, do you know how to get blood out of carpet? Yeah. And they will take off. Now, who's the band?
Do you have like a crazy look in your eye when you do it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I can get a crazy.
No,
just a really
tell
crazy.
Him. The best, what you can do is run to the door, and do you have like one of those spray bottles? Just spray your face so it looks like you're sweating.
Oh, you're glistening?
Yeah, you're glistening a little bit. Hey, man.
Why don't you use baby oil like weightlifters
do? Don't open the door more than
shiny.
Like
eight bodybuilders.
Don't open the door more than 8 inches. Hey, man, do you know how to get blood out of carpet?
Keep the chain on there.
Yeah. Do you know how to get blood out of carpet? Then they'll leave.
Oh, God. Just tell them the band, or we're going to do this all the damn day, and I don't want
to. JT wants to know if it's New Kids on the Block.
Okay, they're called 21 Pilots.
I know who 21 Pilots
no,
is.
No, you don't. Stop
yes,
it.
Yes, I do.
Oh, stop it.
I Come do.
On. You don't know anything.
I know who they are. I didn't say I could identify. I've heard
the
of them.
The last album you bought was Roxette. What are you talking about? You know who 21 Pilots
are. That's not accurate. It was a year later.
The Look.
That's a good song, man. Don't. Why are you banging on Roxette?
I'm not banging on Roxette.
I'll tell you what. Outside of ABBA and Roxette, you give me another Swedish supergroup. Anybody.
Ace of Base.
Were they from Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
The Cardigans, Love Fool.
They're from Sweden?
I think so, yeah. Pretty sure.
I love the Cardigans.
I confuse my Scandinavian bands.
Yeah, Norway, Sweden, Finland, it's all the same.
It's all up there.
Yeah.
It's all up there somewhere.
Why are you ashamed of 21 Pilots?
I'm not.
Okay. All right. Huh. That was unnecessary evasiveness. You see,
yeah.
Sorry, well, there's just other like, bands that I like to listen to that
if the FBI listened to this, they'd be like, oh, she's hiding something.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay, all right.
Here's Derek and Fayetteville.
Thank God that's over.
Get it out of her. I gotta know the name of the band. It's 21 Pilots.
Aren't the Cardigans Swedish?
I don't know. Love Fool?
I had that CD.
Oh, it's not bad.
I mean, they had one good song on there.
Well, they only had one song, period.
The Cardigans
are
a Swedish rock band. Yeah, there you go.
An Ace of Base.
Nina Persson. All right. Way to go, Nina.
Ace of Base. They were Swedish, too?
Ace of Base has the...
Yeah, they are. They are described as, and you will love this because you like words, a frothy Swedish quartet.
Oh, good.
Who mixed bubblegum hooks and club beats.
I'm not exaggerating. Some people exaggerate. Oh, all these songs sound alike. I'm not exaggerating. If you haven't heard it, every Ace of Base song uses like the same.
They just said beat. That. They said that in their wiki. They like ripped off ABBA.
Well, they use this for every song. Like every song they have sounds exactly the same, but not in the way that people normally. Oh, all those songs sound the same. No. They are exactly the same. How they had any success, I have no idea. Ah, here you go. It's All That She Wants. Ace of Base, 96 Days of Summer, Mix 96 FM.
Stop. Okay.
I hit the post on that. That was pretty good.
Hang on.
What do you got now? You hear it?
It's club beats.
Yeah.
I don't like this one. I like All That She Wants better.
All That She Wants is their best song.
Yeah, look, you're only choosing between two.
28 minutes after the hour, 81 degrees. And this is Ace of Base, Mix 96.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet you you've done that once or twice.
Oh, I've talked that up before.
Probably recently.
Oh, yeah. You ever do that? You ever just talk up songs in the car?
No.
I'm the only one?
I think so, yeah.
Well, that's how you get good at it. You got to practice.
We don't do that here.
I know, but still. One day we should play.
You should work on the stuff that we do do here.
One day, that's no fun. One day, I've already got that figured out. We should just start playing music. That'd be good.
I am all for this. DQ, what do you think about during like those long segments? We just roll out a 6-minute song.
Three songs in a row, maybe.
DQ, put that up as a poll question.
Can we take turns
doing
songs?
Absolutely. Put that up as a poll question. Middle of a segment, should we just roll out a song? It's summertime.
It'd be a nice transition from one random topic to another. If we just played 9 minutes of music in between.
Right.
That'd be pretty good.
Yes.
In a 10-minute segment,
I'm all for that.
Yeah. All those other guys play like 3 songs an hour. Why can't we?
Right.
What's the deal?
Yes.
Come on. That's what we need to do.
I think we should do this. We can take requests.
We'll take requests. That's right.
Hear me out.
Top 4 at 4.
What if we did like TRL style?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What song do you want to hear at 3:20?
Yeah.
Bang.
Top 4 at 4.
Yeah, there we go. Oh, we can do
It's the top 4 at 4.
Absolutely limitless.
Right. I mean, this isn't a sports show, so I feel like we can do anything we want.
We might as well live up to our reputation.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, we can do a triple shot Thursday.
No, there you go. That's right. Yeah,
DQ,
2 for Tuesday's been done. Let's
DQ,
do a triple
we got
shot
it. We got to do this.
That's right.
Here's somebody saying Phil does it. No, we're playing the whole thing.
No. Yeah, that's right. We're not playing 45 seconds. We're playing the whole thing.
We're getting up and walking out.
That's right. You get the wagon, you get the dentist. I mean, that's what we're going to do. All right. I love it. Talk up some REO.
I love this idea.
And then we could go back to the old days of talking up songs, which is fun to do. It is.
Yes.
It's the best part of this job.
We can
back
throw
in the day.
Weather in there. We can do some traffic.
Oh, we can do it all.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, we can put a community calendar in.
Give me a song. We'll make a demo tape, and they can go out and sell it. How about that? We'll do a demo right now. Like, pick a song. I'll do it. I'll talk it up.
All right.
That's a cold intro. We can't do that.
Right now is when you do it.
No. That's a cold intro. No, you can't do this.
Right
no.
now.
No. Yeah. Give me a song with an intro.
That is a song with an intro.
No. He starts out singing.
You said any song.
Intro cold. That's what it is. All right. Here we go. All right. Mix 96 FM. Big Thursday, getting ready for the regionals. 80 degrees in Fayetteville, 84 at Fort Smith. And it's a triple shot Thursday right here on Mix 96 FM.
You didn't give me the band or the name of the song.
I don't know the band.
Oh, Goody
Two Shoes.
That's Goody Two Shoes by Adam Ant.
Adam Ant.
You got a little thing there.
Okay, this demo isn't going as well as
no,
I hoped it had.
You're really sucking at this. This is too easy.
Mix 96.
It's 96.
29 minutes till the hour.
Okay, first of all, you got to stop saying Mix 96.
Why?
Because we're not Mix 96. If we're making a demo tape, you got to make it us.
WNBC.
No.
Jim Croce.
To quote Jack Napier, do you see what I'm working with here? You know what? You're doing overnight.
That was the surgeon.
You're doing overnight.
Oh, like the Duke of Rock?
Yes,
oh, good.
Exactly.
All right. This is our plan here.
Yeah, this is what we're going to do this summer.
Oh, here's a text on the McLarty Daniel hotline.
Tommy, they're talking about music and not the SEMO game.
Did that come from
Bailey in Denver. Thanks. Bailey, you get the show. Way to go. Thank you.
Oh, man.
Yeah. We could even take people's romantic problems and give them advice. We'll just rip off Delilah. Why not?
Let's rip off everybody. Let's do some long-distance dedication.
Yeah,
we'll
Casey Kasem.
DQ, who else you want us to rip off?
I don't know that many talk show stuff.
Right. Okay.
I'm sorry.
What about this? We need it. When are they going to get AI Casey Kasem doing the top 40 again? Like current songs. And just put it in there? AR Casey Kasem?
So I got a text today.
Yeah.
And I'll wait to identify the person at the end. Needed some good laughs today. Thank you all for doing this. This came in on the personal line.
Yeah.
From the person that got tossed during the Springdale-Bentonville West game.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Way to go, man.
We're talking about that the other
That's
day.
The only time I've ever seen a clock operator thrown out of a game.
Dave's text back in. Shut up. All right.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right.
There it is.
I don't know who else. I mean, we'll rip off. You know what? We'll be like Tarantino. We'll only rip off the best.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Okay. I like talking up songs, though. It'd be cool if we could incorporate that somehow into the program.
I think we should.
I think so, too. Yeah. Be good. Okay.
All right. Yeah, I like this idea. I like the new direction.
You got the Wonders in there?
I do not have the Oneaters. I don't have the Wonders, but I do have the Oneaters.
Where would you rank?
Did you know John Parr had a second hit?
No, I didn't know that. What was his first hit?
St. Elmo's Fire.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is John Parr's second hit. It's called Naughty Naughty.
Naughty Naughty. John Parr! Right here.
I've never heard that before. Huh.
PLJ.
Wow.
Oh, man. Okay. Yeah, I think we should do this. I really think we should. We just rip everybody off. Yep. Why not? They're ripping us off. Why not? Turnabout, all that stuff. Just don't do a late night show. All right, it's 26 minutes to the hour.
Here we go.
Ruskin and Zach. Robert Mann is on the phone here. Robert Mann, very busy. The stadium shop on Razorback. Everything you need for all the baseball stuff this weekend and hopefully next weekend. Hi, Robert.
Hey, guys. Yes, we're very, very, very busy, and I'm trying to get to the grocery store right now because I'm not going to have time to go to the grocery store the rest this weekend. So I got an idea. You're talking about DJing music, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay, don't laugh at me, first of all. Okay. You know I have a band.
Yes. I don't like where this is going already.
Okay, the band's name is Raised on Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're trying to come up with, I got to find a DJ voice to do a few things in between songs so we can put it on a track and then play it like right for you, like you're introducing a real song on a radio. It's a gimmick. What do you think? Think we can do that?
I think it's very possible.
You probably know
people in the industry that could probably help you out.
Right. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to practice, hey, I got your idea, right? I got to figure it out.
I'll tell you what. I'll do it for you, but as payment, you have to tell me that Joe Bonamassa sucks.
That ain't happening.
Well, Derek, you're up.
It appears we have an impasse then.
The negotiation
I need the big radio voice.
Well, it's
you
like
know, I need the over the top radio voice.
You need something. You need we call that vomiting on the mic in the business. Again, hey, how you doing? You need that kind of guy, right?
Yeah, gimmicky.
Yeah.
You know, just gimmicky is all get out.
Yeah. Okay.
Think it over.
All right.
Okay.
We can work on that.
You still got to say Joe Bonamassa
sucks. I'm an
idea
guy. Yeah. No, that'll never happen.
All right. Thank you, Robert. Go get the groceries. Yeah,
I'm an idea man.
That's right.
Bye, guys.
All right. Thank
run
you.
By.
Robert Mann.
At, run the by the stadium store. Shop. Tell Joe Bonamassa sucks right. And get a seat in a good chair.
He's an idea man. I like it. He is good. Yeah. All right. I was thinking about that Paradise by the Dashboard Lights when they got Phil Rizzuto in there. Holy cow!
Yeah, that's a long one. Maybe we do it in like 2 minute increments. We find songs that are between like 2 and 2:30.
Oh yeah.
I mean, we could take. I mean, we can kick back for 2 minutes and 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Right.
What's our format going to be?
AOR.
Oh, all over the road.
Yes.
Country.
Yeah.
Western.
Again, we're taking requests.
Pop.
Yeah, sure.
Standards.
I mean,
we'll get some Tony Bennett in here.
Yeah.
ESPN Arkansas. Hit that Line Now app.
You literally do one. You gotta vary it up.
23 minutes.
No, stop.
Until the hour.
You can't puke like that. Not on everything. You gotta go deep, boys.
Taking you back to 2001 with Three Doors Down. Kryptonite. Ruskin and Zach.
You missed that. Messed it up. What are you doing?
Oh, man.
All right. Abner and Pine Ridge on the McClarty Hotline is requesting Weird Al's Fat.
No, that's a no.
Is that offensive? No.
Yeah.
No. Good Lord.
Can't do
what
that.
Is it offensive? No. Hey, by the way, speaking of offensive, the people in Elkins are pissed off at us now.
Yeah, DQ, what happened?
Not growing through there anymore.
Oh, can we talk about it?
Well, I don't
can
care.
Can I double down?
I don't care.
You're about to get booted, so yeah. Fire away.
Well, listen to these snowflakes in Elkins that are going to throw DQ out of the Facebook.
I wonder how y'all get bumped in the quarters every year.
Oh, good.
Y'all are soft. Go ahead.
So we'll get to, okay. I didn't know y'all would let me double down.
Go ahead.
Double down.
I'm about to get kicked out of this Facebook group.
All right.
Yep.
If they know who I am.
That is S-A-W-F-T, soft.
So before I saw the post myself, a couple people sent it to me from the group.
Well, apparently, what DQ told us is the admins are going to meet.
They're
going to
have a meeting.
So
with the admins.
Can I read?
Read it.
Just here.
Read it.
I'll first start with the about of the page.
Right.
I'm not going to name the group again.
Okay.
I'm not going to name the group again.
The Elk and Snowflake group. All right, go on.
This is a group for the citizens of Elkins, Arkansas, where you can voice your opinion and not be censored.
You're being censored, right?
You are being censored.
This group may contain information that could be upsetting to some people, so don't join if you have a concern with that.
We joined.
I joined. I wasn't even really talking bad about them.
No, you weren't.
I was talking bad mostly about the other group.
We were.
But I was also talking bad about this group, but not... I talk bad about the other group all the time.
Okay, see, now
this is a very weak double down.
Yeah.
You got it. Who was that guy? You got a Conor McGregor. Okay. I'm here to apologize to no one.
No, so...
Olivia, listen to me. You were in a...
Don't say my name.
I know.
Try not to get booted.
It doesn't matter. You know
I want them to kick someone else out. I want them to be wrong. Okay. And kick someone else out.
Listen, oh, I see. You're in a very unique position to pit one group against another.
Oh, this is great.
That's what I would do.
I
would now go to the other group and say, look, these people over here are doing this. And then it becomes Elkins on Elkins crime. And you just sit back and watch.
Okay.
Watch the world burn.
So this person who I guess is an admin said, pretty sure I know her name.
Oh!
And yeah, she's in the group. For now, or for how much longer, seems to be a need of discussion with the other admins.
Oh, the admins are going to meet.
Oh, no.
Get
no
over wonder. Yourself.
So, then she said, no wonder we've had an influx of outside people, which I've never named this group. So that's not me. So they basically just talked about how I made fun of them for making fun of the school. And like,
but
I was
you didn't do that.
I was just saying, I wasn't saying like, oh, I hate them because they make fun of the school. I was just saying they make fun of the school.
This is incredibly weak on their part, not yours.
So,
not shocking,
I think,
weak.
No, it's not shocking at all.
I think I'm going to...
You're about to get bounced.
I think I'm about to get booted.
Yeah. Hey, if you get pulled over on the way to your dad's, you'll know why.
If they know who I am.
These are the kind of parents that run off coaches.
Yes.
This is what's happening here.
This is exactly how this happens.
This is what happens, yeah.
Hey, you said they wanted to be Farmington. Ran off their coach.
Oh, so see, now they're talking about it again.
Ah, all right. I love it.
But
bring it to me, man. Bring it to me. Like Serrano up here.
This is why I've joined these groups. It's because stuff like this happens all the time. They kick people out of this uncensored group for one thing or another all the time. Some of it is bad.
DQ, you let all the riffraff in.
I didn't let anybody in.
Let me tell you something.
I was just a part of it.
Zach and I spend a lot of money in a lot of local communities. We're not spending a dime.
Not a dime.
We're not doing it.
Brad in Springdale's texted in on the McLarty Daniel hotline. Hell, I've never Facebook searched Elkins until now.
Okay, well, there you go. Don't
start some trouble, Brad.
Don't try to enter the group. Apparently that's
start
bad.
Some trouble, Brad.
This is unbelievable. This is so soft.
DQ, the text out of the 870 would like to know if this group is controlled by state-run media.
No, that's the thing. They're supposed to be the non... This is...
It's always the people
you're
who tell
being
you
censored by the people that say they don't censor
yeah,
anybody.
Yeah, so this is the non...
Irony.
Like, super, super tied up, like super tight group.
It's like being canceled by the people that say they're against cancel culture. Very interesting.
Big Jake says you got busted. I got to be careful here by the shirt tuckers.
I don't know. So they talk. So there's a lot of complaining on this group I see about like people getting kicked out. And some of these people do deserve to be kicked out. But I was just voicing my opinion on the group. But
that is not allowed. Your opinion is null and void.
Yo, admins, we got multiple lines. 866-285-4005. Come on.
Bring it. Let's settle this.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase. It's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
How's it going at Command
Central? Are you still in?
I am still in. I'm scared to update it every time I do because I'm a,
look
like
at this. Look what's happening over here.
What?
What if someone wanted to drink that?
Well, I'm
someone. For those of you not watching on a YouTube or Twitch or wherever else you can watch a radio show, which why you'd want to do that, I don't understand.
Well, it's probably for moments like this.
But Zach is ripping sweet tea off the bottle, off the jug.
I got tired of getting up and refilling my cup, so I'm just going straight to the source.
He's got the jug on the table, and he's just drinking straight out of the jug.
I'm
way
tired
to go, Milo's.
You know, I'm in pain. I'm hurting. I've now got a cause, and you know, I'm settling in for the rest of the show.
There he goes.
Whatever. It's good.
All right.
Hey, it's zero calorie.
Well, that's good.
You guys are also concerned about my health and how I look jaundiced.
Who said that?
You two.
No, just the lighting.
It's the lighting. It's not you.
You don't look jaundiced.
I know.
It's just on TV.
But I got all self-conscious about it.
Oh, good hell. Stop. Calm down. It's okay.
All right, let's get back to the battle.
Cabbage Head is on the phone here. Hi, Cabbage Head. What's up?
Hey, guys. I got a couple things. Number one, I guess, cassettes. Man, I can't understand that from a CD is so much more durable. You just had to step up when you switch from 8-tracks to cassettes. And then those things had all kinds of problems, too. And you guys just, and of course, we're hearing this, that, yeah, they're going back to cassettes. And I don't understand that one. And the second thing is, I must have missed something, but what do y'all got against Bonamassa?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. Robert, it was in here. This is like 3 years ago. Robert Mann from the Stadium Shop came into our fair studio and proceeded to lecture Derek and I on the best guitarists because, and I'm quoting him here, we don't play.
That's right. So we don't know.
So we were lectured on it. Right. And he couldn't be more wrong. I've looked up hundreds of best guitarist lists. Joe Bananarama is not on it. I said, give me any combination of Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Prince, on and on and on. Robert did not want any part of that. So I have started a one-man campaign to tell Robert in every corner of his life that Joe Bonamassa sucks.
It's a one-man
including,
campaign.
And I want to give a shout-out to Jody from Alpena, who took the initiative during Robert's Facebook Live today to tell him that Joe Bonamassa sucks.
Way to go, Jody.
So thank you. And that's where it came from.
Okay, am I still on or off?
Yes, sir, you're still here. If we're talking, you're still here.
I'm still on. Well, I guess by being a musician, the guy does have some talent. He is really a accomplished guitar player, and he's up there with the Billy Gibbons and ZZ Top and Lukather with Toto. And he's really, so I just kind of wondered how you guys got off of him because, I wanted to know because he is a talent. And as far as the cassettes, I still got a question mark out on that one because I like CDs because they last a lot longer, of course, but the cassettes and the 8-track tapes are kind of in the same bag and you guys can let me know what that is because I got in late on that one.
Okay.
Thanks, guys, for taking my call. Thank you,
DQ, I'm being told that I have a Borg. Is that correct?
It is kind of a Borg, but it's half of a Borg.
Yeah, you're missing the booze.
It's a diet Borg.
Well,
it's not a
full gallon.
I'm a rookie. I'm breaking myself in here.
Can I
To prevent any further confusion,
yes, please.
Can I offer up some advice to the listeners, the callers, the texters? You may have heard, you know, such and such is taken literally but not seriously, or taken seriously but not literally. Let me just say, the Ruskin and Zach program, do not take us literally or seriously. Okay, let's just if we can put that on a piece of wood, like,
gotta,
and mount it somewhere.
We've got to get like some sort of like DQ. We may have to have you voice something.
Do not take us literally or seriously. All right, let's
re-examine what you're doing with your life.
I can't speak more simply than that. So that's just a little piece of edification for all of you here. All right. 866-285-4005 on the McClarty Daniel hotline here on Ruskin and Sack.
DQ, I need you to jump into the station vehicle with our lettering all down the side. I need you to drive to Elkins and fix this problem.
Get shot.
Drive around with the bullhorn.
People in Elkins, leave our Facebook group and text. Freedom is under fire in Elkins. I have been attacked by free speech violence.
You'll sound like that guy that yells about going to hell across the street from the amp at the concerts. You know what I mean?
Now say Mayor Goldie Wilson.
Progress is his middle name. Vote for Mayor Red Thomas.
All right, we'll be right back here on ESPN Arkansas.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McClarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McClarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McClarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McClarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McClarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McClarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McClartyDaniel.com.
Okay, we've got Chuck Barrett joining us now here on this Thursday afternoon, evening, whatever you want to call it. He's with us here on Ruskin and Zach every week at this time. Hi, Chuck.
Guys, I've just come from Elkins. Oh. And,
have you smoothed things over for us?
DQ's going to have trouble. I'm just going to tell you, the torches and the pitchforks are it's not even dark, and they've got the torches lit.
I would hitting the ground running. I love it here.
DQ, we brought the biggest stick we have.
That's right.
Even the voice of the Razorbacks can't save you in your hometown.
That's right. Too bad. I'm still on there.
Okay. Still in the group. All right. Still in the group. Okay. We'll keep an update on that. We'll keep a vigilant eye on that. Chuck Barrett, who it looks like, according to the reports I'm seeing today, is going to call a basketball game in Madison Square Garden this fall. How about that?
You know, I read that, and I kind of knew that was coming. I guess we all did. What I was hopeful of was that the date would not be conflicting with a football game, because I'll just be very honest with you that that, to be very truthful, has always been on my personal bucket list, that and maybe the Rose Bowl and, you know, a few other places. So I'm thrilled about it. I got to be honest. I think it's awesome.
What's going to be your first? Okay, now, first of all, Penn Station's weird. Don't take anybody that that can't handle it. You know, if you got people with you, Penn Station's really, really weird. what's on the bucket list of things you're going to do? What's your day like that day as you get ready to basically cross one of those items off?
I really don't know. Because I haven't really thought about anything other than how cool it would be to do a game there. I'm a lifelong Knicks fan, have been since, childhood.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So I'm looking forward to just seeing the jerseys and the rafters and just walking around the arena. It's the most storied venue in sports. And, I mean, beyond just basketball, you think about all the things that have happened in that building. And so I think it's awesome. I mean, you know, it's John Calipari, and you play on the biggest stages, and that's how it's been for him for 20 years. And so it's going to be nice to be along for the ride.
What a week that is. Opening of deer season that week, too.
Oh, wow. Yeah. They huge. Arkansas has not played in the Garden since 1997, the Ooh. NIT semifinals. Okay. So that's the last time the Razorbacks played there. We thought, you know, it might be possible because, you know, lately, ever so often, they've had Sweet 16s in Madison Square Garden. But that hasn't happened yet. But going there in November, I guess. I think Miami is the opponent, I think it said. Maybe I'm wrong about
Michigan.
That.
Michigan. Okay. Tennessee is going to play Miami.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I've seen multiple events in the Garden in order. Number one, WrestleMania. One.
The first
WrestleMania.
Zach was at the first WrestleMania.
The first WrestleMania. Wow. Yep. I saw a really bad St. John's Notre Dame basketball game and the Ringling Brothers Circus. Those are the top three events I've ever seen in the Garden.
Wow. Well, I've never been there.
You
so,
love it.
So if you're going to ask me what I'm going to do that day, I would imagine there will be a shoot around in the arena. I'll probably go over there then and not go back to the hotel.
Yeah. There
okay.
You go.
Now, pro tip, if you've ever been to the city, do not. Now, you're kind of important to the broadcast. Do not, under any circumstances, eat a dirty water hot dog prior
no,
to
no,
the,
no.
prior
no.
to the game.
Chuck, no.
After
okay.
the game,
don't do this.
All bets
no.
are off.
No.
But
all right.
You will not make the game if you do.
No, no. It's
sounds
a,
like good advice.
Yeah, don't eat one of those hot dogs out of the carts.
No, they, no, no, no.
The
no.
smell alone will just make you go, I don't want this. It's I can't describe that smell. It's so bad.
It's unique.
When you walk by one, it's hard to describe. Anyway.
I like going to cities, but I'm probably pretty easy to spot. You know, they can tell I'm not from around them generally. But I do like going. I've always enjoyed going, and I look forward to this.
Don't just take don't take pictures in the middle of the street like my dad did in St. Louis
exactly.
last year.
We will call you a rube if you do that. Do not.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to stop based on their reputation.
No, they're not. No, no,
no, no, no.
No, they're not. Chuck Barrett's with us here, 866-285-4005. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky. I'm chuckling again because Zach is still drinking a sweet tea out of a jug over here to my left. And it's just
Chuck, you can appreciate this. I hurt my back last night and I'm thirsty. And I got tired of taking my cup to the jug. I just brought the jug to me.
Perfectly understandable.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I just
much.
Hope you have your feet propped up while you're drinking out of that plastic.
Well, they're not propped up, but I do have my shoes off.
Oh, you?
Well, that's well. I assume that.
Oh God, that's what that is. Oh, that's what that odor is here. All right. Well,
these are brand new socks.
Okay. Well, they're not brand new feet
I'll
in those socks though.
Today.
I'm just saying they're not. Let's see here. Well, obviously, the big thing is basically, the season gets going here. The real stuff starts hopefully tomorrow, depending on weather with Arkansas and SEMO. Dave has not – I haven't seen an announcement on pitching. So it gives us more time to speculate, which I enjoy since, you know, we talk about – we speculate for a living. So that's pretty good. I save – if I'm doing it, and, you know, I'm not an expert. But if I'm doing it, I'm saving Hagen for the second game, Chuck, and, you know – somebody else in the SEMO game. I know that's a risk. I know about all the stuff, but I that's what I would do is save him for Saturday night. I don't know what Dave's going to do, but that's what I would do.
I would think they would save Smith for Saturday night. I would think they would. You know, with the full knowledge that, you know, if you win Friday, and that's a big if, don't know if you're going to play yet, number one. But if you win that first round ball game, you're going to play a team that's already thrown their number one guy. I mean, Kansas State and La Tech are going to have to throw their number one guys. So, you know, you're going to have an advantage there. And, you know, the thing about SEMO is, based on what I read, they have struggled to find, you know, a number one guy. They've got two or three pitchers who have pitched well at times. But it doesn't sound like any of them have really been, you know, your Friday night guy. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure what they're going to have. Now, you know, having said all that, the guy may come out and whoever it is, he may pitch the game of his life. And sometimes that happens. But, you know, it sounds like both coaches. I've not seen anything. I don't know if SEMO's announced who they're pitching is what I'm saying. So Both of them are going to the last minute. They may have told one another. Dave said he was, from what I understand, I think he was going to, I would imagine the team knows. At least it's not public yet that I've heard.
Yeah, he was going to tell the team in the meeting after he met with the media. That's what I think was the plan today. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Tomorrow, Arkansas is going to see a familiar face. The associate head coach at CMOS, Trevor Ezell, played for Arkansas just a couple of years ago. They're going to play. You'll see a former player at Louisiana Tech. I mean, it's kind of like a little family affair. There's a lot of Arkansas kids on that Louisiana Tech squad.
There are always Arkansas kids on Louisiana Tech's team. And they've got, you know, Lane Burrows, that's their coach. He was on Dave's staff when Dave was at Northwestern State in Natchitoches. I made that trip. Arkansas played them when Dave was their head coach in 97, I believe it was. And made that trip down there. Lane Burrows was on that staff. And, you know, Andy Sawyers played for him at Nebraska, CMO's coach, and he was a GA on their 2000 team that came to Fayetteville and really beat Arkansas pretty good in a two-game set. And I can remember Coach Broyles being there, and, you know, he was scouting Dave Van Orange, what he was doing, and they put on a pretty good show those two games. So there are lots of connections, not just in this regional, but all over the NCAA tournament with Dave Van Orange.
Yeah, he's really got quite the coaching tree with, you know, you look at Wes Johnson, obviously Vitello, some of the bigger names, but just, you know, there are familiar names if you've been, you know, closely following Razorback baseball for a while all throughout this this NCAA tournament.
And it goes, you know, back even like, you know, Will Bolt played for him at Nebraska, and he's Nebraska's head coach. They've called him Little DVH from the minute he stepped on campus, and you know, they've wanted him to be their head coach, and now they've got him, and he's got him back in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, that's a program up there that, man, when they're good, their fans are really, I mean, they're really impressive. I got to give them credit. They are really impressive when Nebraska's good, and they were impressive. I can remember playing them in a tournament in Arlington when Dave was the head coach in Nebraska. We played in that tournament, and I mean, it was unbelievable how many people were there, and they love their baseball. And so for them to be back in it, you know, kind of revived what they had going when Dave was there 20 years ago or so.
Yeah.
Looks like weather's going to be an issue throughout.
Yeah.
Definitely tomorrow. And here's my question. Obviously, we don't know who's going to start. And it looks like even with the weather, you're going to push Hagan back to the first time you know he can pitch. We got the news on Tiger today. It seems like he's going to be out for a period of time. Arkansas should be able to roll through this CMO team, get to Saturday. And that's, you know, we talked about this last week. Saturday is the game that really kind of matters. This is the one. If you win this, you're in a pretty good space.
Well, you got to stay out of the loser's bracket, first and second game. You know, if you get into the loser's bracket, it's really hard to win a regional, particularly if you lose that first game. And if you lose that Saturday night game, it's very tough because you got to come back and win three straight at that point and beat the undefeated team twice. So it's tough to do if you fall into that bracket. The thing you don't want to have happen, if you pitch off, as they say, you don't want the other side, the decided underdog, to score four runs in the first inning off a nervous pitcher before he gets his feet underneath him. It doesn't mean that you won't come back and win the game, but it means you're going to have to do a lot more to win that game and probably work a lot more guys out of the bullpen. And at that point, you know, you have to win that game because if you don't, you're toast. So I'm a big believer in I know people focus on that second game, the winner's bracket game, and it is a huge game. But you got to get there first. I think they're good enough to beat CMO. I'm not going to go so far as to say I think they could Johnny Holstaff it. I'm not sure about that part. But I think they've got enough pitching to hold them down, and I think they can score enough runs off these guys to move into the winner's bracket game.
Yeah, well, hopefully they find a window tomorrow afternoon to get this thing in, and then that's.
I hope so too. I'm glad they're playing that first game because if they only get one in tomorrow, this will be it.
Yeah, yeah, and that's part of the thinking that
you know, Dave was explaining why he does it that way. I mean, I know there may be some fans that are bummed out about it, but the trade-off is if you win at scheduled for 2 Friday, you get an 8 o'clock Saturday night game. That's going to be a pretty electric environment, I would imagine, with the Razorback fans, Chuck, having all day to prepare for a playoff baseball game, you know?
Well, it'll be the toughest ticket of the season so far. It'll be packed out. I noticed that of the 5 SEC teams that are national hosts, you know, the ones that are hosting regionals, I don't guess there's another one. Only Tennessee is playing a night game. And that's because it's on, you know, one of the ESPN stations, yep. 1 or 2, I think. Everybody that had the options playing during the day.
Yep. Who's the most dangerous team? I think everybody kind of zeroes in on La Tech. There is very little chatter anywhere about Kansas State. We don't know very much about them.
Well, whoever wins that game, whenever it's played between Louisiana and Kansas State, is going to think they're going to Omaha. You know, they are. I've been there with teams, and doesn't matter how your season's going. You win that first game, you think you're going to Omaha. And by that, I mean you come to the ballpark the next day brimming with confidence. So, you know, whichever one of those teams wins that game Friday, you're going to get the best they've got Saturday night. And the thing that I think that you have to remember, this isn't basketball. Crowds have a lot to do with it. I'm not suggesting that they don't. But I think, you know, if you're a competitor, and I've seen it many, many times over the years at Baum Walker Stadium, the other guys are just as excited to play in that situation as you are. And if you're a competitor, you want them on you. Now, I'm not saying the crowd doesn't play a role. There's a reason Arkansas is 33-3 at home. But I'm saying that, you know, again, whoever wins that first game between La Tech and K-State, they're going to come to the ballpark Saturday night saying, bring it on, because we're good too.
Yeah, no, it's going to be a big time game. Obviously, the atmosphere will be something that has to be experienced to fully
understand. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be amazing. Yeah. Yeah. We're talking with Chuck Barrett here. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. I believe on the other side, Chuck, I think Mississippi State's going to get out of that. I think we have a potential SEC on SEC super here. If Arkansas can get through the regional, I think Mississippi State's going to beat Virginia.
It's certainly possible. I mean, Mississippi State played well down the stretch, and I would, of the two seeds out there, I would, you know, I'd look at them, and I would look at LSU, you know, as possibilities to win regional. So I think, you know, I'm not going to go so far as to say there's a good chance, because, I mean, there's a reason that Virginia's hosting, but wouldn't surprise me at all. You know, somebody's going to get hot. What happened in the right, you know, you just go to the regular season. What happened one weekend doesn't always have anything to do with what happens this weekend. And it's the same way now in the postseason, too. You know, in baseball, and I saw somebody had this in an article, and it's an old Earl Weaver saying. I mean, in baseball, momentum lasts until your next start. You know, your momentum lasts until your next starting pitch. That's why they call them stoppers, because they stop losing streaks. And so everybody's generally got one of those guys, or at least one of those guys that's good enough to, you know, pitch a good game. So I think all the teams here are all going to be competitive. There's a reason why they're here.
Chuck, if you ever wonder kind of how, you know, college baseball compares to some of the other sports, I'm sitting here on one of the third-party ticket sites, and I'm looking at the Knoxville Regional. So I'm going to take Arkansas out of it for a second. You want to sit behind home plate for the opening game. Now, Tennessee's the overall number one. They're $4,300. We priced it out. You can fly from Knoxville to California, stay 2 nights and back for less than that.
Wow. I mean, they're excited, you know. If the next question is, did you ever think you'd see that? No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Not in a million years. But people love a winner. And wherever you are, particularly in our part of the world, I'm not going to say they're not going to get it.
$4,300.
That place is just watching it on TV the last couple of years. I mean, they don't have a lot to work with. It's not a large ballpark there, no. Lindsey Nelson Stadium. But in and around, they've got like a one of these deals out in the I don't know, it's kind of a parking lot thing outside the stadium where they've got like
that's
a,
what the party is.
I mean, it's like you know, if you see any of these pro games in the playoffs, basketball or hockey, there's thousands of people outside watching on a big screen, and you know that they can't get into you know, American Airlines Center or Madison Square Garden, wherever the place may be. They have something like that going on, but they can't fit another soul. It's got to be a fire marshal thing. Because there, everywhere you look, there's a person in that place. It's amazing to see, and that's obviously how it's going to be here and at a lot of places.
Everybody's now trying to model when they're redoing their stadiums. They're trying to mimic the hog pen. That's what they're trying to do. Yeah. They're trying to create that kind of an atmosphere based on what they see here.
Yeah, yeah.
It all goes back to the left field lounge at Mississippi State, 20, 30, almost 40 years ago. That was the first area where people cooked and drank and partied and played music, and you know, and then you know, for the longest time, the hog pen wasn't anything like what it is now. They were pretty strict out there, and but everyone's always tried to have that. And I've not been to Tennessee's ballpark in a long time. I've been by it, you know, at football and basketball games over there, but I know they've improved it, and it sounds like they're doing as much as they can with what they've got right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we're going to ask, DQ's going to give you her poll questions, but I've got one for you before we do this, and then I have a follow-up question to that. All right. Chuck, are you a go big or go home guy?
You mean one or the other?
One or the other.
Well, in a previous life, I was probably go big. I'm more go home.
Yeah, me too. To be so are you, now if you you know, walk into the stadium, are you going to go to the hog pen or are you going to one of the chair backs?
I'm going to go to one of the chair backs
now.
Attikid.
Skybox guy.
Attikid. Yeah, there you go.
I'm just telling you the truth. Now, you know, when I was a younger person, I was in the hog pen 2 or 3 years ago. Me and Quinn and Gino were out there. And it was a lot
Gino
of fun.
Gino with you. Nobody's going to mess with you with Gino.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly right. It's like having security, man.
Right. You know what's going to happen is tomorrow night, ESPN Plus is going to pan to the box. There's going to be Chuck and a mayor of Elkins. DQ is going to undercut you is what he's going to do.
Trying to smooth it over.
Yep, just trying to smooth it over for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this ends. This ends with us doing a remote at the city park or something, getting like the key to the city, and bygones be bygones or something like that. That's how this ends, I suppose. I don't know. Yeah, but it's going to be you know, a usual electric atmosphere. I feel like that, you know, they haven't obviously last year they didn't win the regional. And, you know, people are very confident, maybe to the point of overconfident. I don't think people, we've talked about this a couple of times, they haven't clinched a trip to Omaha in that stadium in 5 years. So it's not like this is a, you know, a routine occurrence. 2019 was the last time it happened in Baum Walker Stadium. Maybe some people, if it does happen again this year, can savor it a little more than in years past. I don't know.
It's hard to get there, man. It is so hard to get there. And we've almost thought of it as being a birthright. We've really reminds me of the Braves back in the 90s, early parts of the 2000s, and really right up to today. They've been so good for so long that it's just expected. And if you don't win at all, you know, people aren't going to be satisfied. And I know there's a national championship or bust group. I've heard from them, but, you know, I hope this is the year just like everybody else, but it is really hard to get there. And once you get there, any of the 8 teams can win it. Any of them can. And oftentimes, you know, as we've seen for 25 years, the top seed's not won it. So, if you can get there, you can win it.
Yeah. JT's just texting that he's nervous about this weekend. How do you calm? I don't think this, I think we're talking ourselves into this being more challenging than it is.
Well, I think there are tougher regionals, you know, just to be honest. I mean, for a top seed out there, I think there are tougher regionals. But so much of this is about if you're the 2, 3, or 4 seed, it's catching lightning in a bottle for about 72 hours. And I've seen it happen with teams. I've seen Razorback teams over the years have that happen. Teams that were, I think about, you know, all the way back into the 90s, a regional win in Wichita State, you know, when they were a decided favorite. It can happen. But I do think when you look at this regional, Arkansas is, I mean, they're clearly the best team in this regional, have been for, you know, 55, 60 games, however many games all these teams have played. But, you know, it's about who plays the best this weekend. I wouldn't necessarily be nervous about it, but I'd sure be respectful of everyone, including SEMO, because this is baseball, and, you know, any team's one good pitching performance away from winning a ball game that other days they might not win.
I call it the consuming baseball like it's football, which you can't do. You can't look at the name generally on the front of the jersey because ultimately the guy on the mound is in charge. And if, like you said, if he's having a hot day, you might find yourself in trouble. And then, you know, on the other side of that coin, you know, a lot of people don't fly in and watch this till the postseason. So last week they saw two losses and they automatically assume, well, this team's not very good, which is completely not even right at all. I mean, it's not even close to being a correct statement. Are they in a little bit of a rut? Yes, they've lost 7 out of the last 10. But they are still, but beyond the shadow of a doubt, to me, the best team in this bracket.
Well, I mean, there's a reason why they're a number 5 national seed. And they are the prohibitive favorite in this regional, and there's a reason for that, too. The thing that you want to, I mean, obviously, you've got to win that first game. And you've got to stay in the winner's bracket once you get there. And I think if they can win the first round ball game, I think they're going to win with Hagan Smith. You always feel like when Hagan Smith's on the mound, you're going to win. And if Arkansas wins their first two ball games, I can't see another team in this regional that could beat them two straight. Doesn't mean it won't happen. It's just, it's hard to imagine. But you know, again, you got to win that first round game and then stay in the winner's bracket.
Yep. All right. Absolutely. Got to hit the baseball.
Yeah. There's been some people talking about they have the lowest batting average of any team in the whole tournament, not just in the regional, but out of the all 64. So that's something people are. But they have the number one ERA in America. So I don't know what
well, look out, at the know? ERAs of a lot of these SEC teams that Arkansas has played, and you look at the ERAs of a lot of the out of conference teams that they've played. They put teams out of conference. It's why their strength of schedule ranking so high. So very, very rarely do you actually compare apples to apples.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.